To Begin Again, Mama. I'm your host, Tia, and today I'm going to do a solo episode talking about my 2024 experience with pregnancy and loss. Right up front, I'm going to put in this trigger warning of stillbirth and quick conception. I know that both pregnancy loss, stillbirth, death can be triggering for people, as well as conceiving quickly, and I want to honor wherever you are at and have you choose whether or not this conversation is something that you're able to hold space for. And if not, please turn this off and you can come back at any time. I was just doing some reflecting on the fact that I was pregnant for most of 2024. For nearly a little over 48 of the 52 weeks of 2024, I was pregnant. And saying that out loud is just so crazy, because now I'm in the week of about when our daughter Faye came into our consciousness. And that is wild, because right now I'm pregnant in the third trimester with our third baby. So I've been pregnant for nearly a year, and it's definitely felt that way, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I, in 2024, have carried both life and death within my womb, and I think that that is such a sacred experience that many women experience but don't get to have the opportunity to honor in the ways that I think serves our babies and our bodies. I really feel like the experience of birthing our baby girl, Faye, still has transformed me in so many ways that I didn't know I was ready for, didn't know I needed, and it's so wild to say out loud that I'm grateful for. I wouldn't have chosen it. I would choose to this day to have my baby girl in my arms. There's no doubt about that. And I also can honor and appreciate the lessons and the growth that I have experienced because of our contract, mine and Faye's contract together. I really believe that our souls, before entering this reality, agreed upon this experience for whatever reason that may be. And I've completely let go of trying to figure out what that reason is and just allowed myself to surrender to what is and be fully present in the things that have come forth because of that experience. Our third baby came to us quite quickly after Faye was born still. And it was something I spiritually felt the opening for and of. This third baby's spirit was so strong and so present in my life. And I knew that the baby had entered our reality within my womb sooner than any pregnancy test could have told me. I knew about it immediately. I felt that portal for conception opening. And my husband and I really had to talk about, are we going to step into that, or are we going to prevent them from coming forward right now? And when that portal opened, I wasn't sure exactly when they were going to join us, but I did feel strongly that I didn't want to have any sort of active prevention of allowing them to come through. And we really leaned into that divine timing. We opened our hearts and allowed our souls to contract the time of this third baby's conception. And that may not be everybody's choice, and that's totally okay. That's very honorable. If you know that mentally and physically you're not prepared to conceive after a loss, then you need to take that time that you need. And I fully believe our bodies will take the time that they need. I think our babies will as well. I think that we have a lot less say in conception than that we've been led to believe our whole lives. And so personally, fully surrendering to that process and accepting that we have no idea how it would and how it even still will unfold for us, and recognizing and accepting that lack of control over what is, and just completely leaning into that openness of just welcoming whatever that divine timing may be, welcoming this next baby, our third child, into our lives when they were ready and when they felt we were ready spiritually. It's been wild. It's just been an absolute beautiful and brutal process. I have to be honest, it's been both. It hasn't all been easy. And I also can recognize in myself how much growth has come from this. Like my mind, my body, my spirit, growth in all ways, not just the physical body of carrying two pregnancies back to back, and all the changes that come with that are very present as well. But really diving into that mind and spirit, the emotional growth, and recognizing that was more important for me to fixate on, or fixate even feels too strong, more important for me to lean into and foster, because I can now see and recognize that my connection to my spirit babies, Faye, this third one, and even my connection to our toddler who's here and into his spirit on this realm has completely transformed. And as a mother, the growth I feel is, it's surreal, because I feel myself stepping into this role that I had always prayed for and envisioned myself stepping into and wasn't quite able to, or maybe willing to, I don't know, for a while. And really leaning into that connection with my babies has brought me so much peace and understanding, even when the chaos and the overwhelming evidence that we have no control over anything in our lives, and especially as mothers, like we don't have control over these babies, these beings, just because we grow them and birth them, like they're still not ours. They are their own beings, and we're just here to foster the growth and allow them to be and become who they are meant to be in this realm. And that part of me has really come to life in this last year because of the experience of carrying both life and death within my womb, and releasing the desperateness I have always had to control everything in my life, especially those that I love around me, and recognizing that that's not love, that's not trust, that's not the person I want to be. And my intuition has become the loudest voice that I listen to. I've been able to really stop and decide for myself, what do I want in this life? What do I feel is mine to hold, and what is mine to outsource? And for so much of my life, I've outsourced a lot, most things. And I think that's something that we've been conditioned to do I don't blame myself for that outsourcing, and I don't blame anyone else for doing that same thing. I feel like it's comfortable, right? And so tapping into my ability to be with what is uncomfortable and allow my intuition to just blossom and bloom and become, again, the loudest voice that I actually listen to. It's the loudest voice I hear now. And for the longest time, it wasn't. I was always listening to my fear and my anxiety and outsourcing my knowing, not even tapping into my body and my intuition first to figure out what is it telling me. And this year, I've really been able to do that. And the best example I can give is with the care I'm choosing for this pregnancy. We're doing a lot less. We're not doing any scans. We're doing the bare minimum for tests of any sorts. I get to choose which tests I engage in, and I didn't even actually engage in any type of care outside of myself for the first half of pregnancy. And that felt really empowering and it felt right for me. I knew that was the path that I needed to take because I wanted to trust my body more than outsourcing that trust to somebody else to telling me that things are okay or things look good. I wanted to be the one to tell myself that and also be honest with myself if something didn't feel right and allow myself to be with that uncomfortable knowing of my intuition is speaking to me that something's wrong and I get to decide like how I move forward in that, not be told what my very limited options are within that. And that's not something I would have experienced if it wasn't for birthing a baby whose heart stopped beating in my womb. And going through the experience of allowing these care providers that I chose to tell me what my options were and just listening to them without trying to figure out what is my intuition telling me. That was a hard lesson to accept and take ownership for, and also so important for me to accept and take ownership for to be who I am today and be able to trust in my body, in the human body, in my loved ones' bodies. And outweigh that fear that I've always carried. And that's also really played out in how I approach things that come up with my toddler, with my living son who has experienced what I would consider abnormal or less heard of odd sicknesses and stuff coming up this last year. I wouldn't have been able to truly follow my intuition and find out exactly what ways best support him and his body in true healing if it wasn't for my trust in the human body and recognizing that what happened to Faye wasn't something that I did or something that I didn't do. It was her body and my body making the best decisions for the process itself and really leaning into that and recognizing that I don't need to know the answers of why or reasons of why her, why me, this victim mindset. I can just understand and trust that there's some things that we don't get straightforward answers for, and we can still trust in our body's ability to self-heal and not just cover up symptoms and mask whatever is truly going on in our body. Our bodies are so capable of communicating to us exactly what's going on and how to heal. And if we find the right resources, we're able to tap into that and really foster true health. I also have really been able to honor this path that I would not have consciously chosen for myself. I would not have chosen this for myself, for my family, for our daughter Faye. I wouldn't have chosen that in any lifetime that I can imagine, and still trust that this is the path that we need to be on. that this is the path that was meant for us and honor that and really step into whatever it has to offer, whatever that may look like in this season, and not allow it to just crumble our lives totally. Like, there, the grief is real. The grief is heavy. The grief breaks me down. And also, I'm so willing to continue living fully. Fully meaning as healthily as I can, as openly and honestly as I can, as aligned with my highest self as I can. And that feels like the most honoring thing I can do for myself and for my children, all of them, all three of them at this point. 2024, man, it's been a big year. And I've said that about past years, and I'm sure I'm going to say that again about years to come. The growth, the experiences, all of it has just cracked me open in the most beautiful and brutal ways possible. And somehow, in some way, I wouldn't change that for anything, just knowing that I can trust this. I can trust the path I'm walking and, yeah, be okay. Thank you for joining Begin Again, Mama. I am grateful you chose to spend time with me. I know how busy you are and how precious your time really is. If you like this podcast, I invite you to subscribe or follow on your desired platform. And when you do, please rate and review Begin Again, Mama. This helps me expand our reach. Until next time, remember, each moment is an opportunity to start anew and begin again, Mama.